Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we'll start with Tommy because he's the one who reached out to us about being on the show about an issue involving him and his friend group and their friend Marcus. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. So what's going on that you need us to jump in for you?
All right. So, like, I got this issue. I need some help with my buddy Marcus. And it's, like, the most simple thing. He's being a huge buzzkill because, so we've got a group of, like, four of us guys that hang out all the time.
Okay.
Like, we're all good friends. We do, like, everything together. We've known each other for about, like, 4 or 5 years. And, you know, like, Ian Marcus and, like, our other two friends and I, we've been trying to convince Marcus to get into golf, right?
Okay.
Because we really, we think he'd love it. Like, he needs to do this. And because we love it, and it would make us so we could play as a foursome, right? So, like, we could go all the time. And he's like, keeps saying that he doesn't want to, but like we want him to, because it's fun.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like we could travel around the state and go to different golf tournaments, meaning like, you know, it's basically like beer drinking and hanging out with your buddies, except like golf, and like that's like what right. That's perfect. The point.
I don't see anything wrong here.
And so, I'm guessing he doesn't want to do that.
No, he just keeps resisting, and, like, we're just like, dude, like, you just need to get some clubs. We even offered, like, to pitch in and buy him clubs or like, whatever. It's like, that's not a factor. He's just being ornery. Like, I mean, we'll easily just go over to Play It Again Sports and get him some clubs because we want to do this.
you guys are willing to just buy him a set of clubs to get
him. I love this all.
Just be your unofficial coach, a.k.a. the beer drinker.
Okay.
I'll be on your team.
It sounds like you guys are doing everything you can to get Marcus included in your group of golfers.
I want to be.
Well, that's why I'm calling, man, because it's just like he is being a real problem on this, and I don't know why.
He's one of those kids who just they stuck their feet in the ground. They're not going to move.
Well, let's find out.
Maybe he's bad. Okay. Maybe you don't even want him in your foursome.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's bring Marcus in here. Good morning, Marcus. Why do you hate fun?
Hey, everybody. I mean, it's not that I don't like fun, but I just don't want to golf. I think I've never been particularly good at sports, and I cannot imagine that I'll be good at golf. Okay. I've heard it's very hard. They always complain about it.
That's half the fun of it.
How hard it is, and I don't like being bad at things. And I know that they're just going to make fun of me because I'm going to be bad at it, and it's not going to be fun to do. And I have no problem with them going and enjoying it. You know, they can go, they can have fun, they play their golf, and then I'll hang out afterwards, or I'll, you know. But I just don't think it's for me. I think that yes, I'll miss hanging out with them, sure. I'd like to go on the trip, sure, but at the expense of feeling like a terrible,
an idiot,
terrible, just an absolute idiot. I don't know. I just don't think it's for me.
Okay.
I don't know, man. My little brother won't golf, and he's like the only doctor on the planet Earth who refuses to golf.
Wow, really?
And it makes me so mad. And like when my other brother comes to town and we go golfing, he never comes with us because he doesn't golf. So I'm siding with these guys.
You're on the side of Tommy and the boys.
Yes.
Marcus needs to get some golf clubs.
And Marcus, once you get out there, there will be one shot that you hit. Like you'll drive the ball and it'll be further than those guys. And you'll have the opportunity to roll up and watch them hit and go, have you guys seen my ball anywhere? Oh, it's that dot up there.
On
gotcha.
The
green. Yeah. And it's way up there. I'll be back. And then it's worth it for the entire trip. Like, it is so worth it.
I still don't understand how people can even keep track of their balls.
Mark it.
I don't understand. Like, the moment that it leaves the green background and it goes into the sky.
Yeah.
and like arches.
Do you have glasses? Do you need glasses?
I wear glasses.
I don't know.
I wear glasses.
Some people have the multicolored ones that they can see a little bit easier. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never in my life been able to actually follow an entire golf ball.
You have a hard time tracking balls.
And I go with my boyfriend all the time, and I'm useless.
Okay.
Useless.
Yeah.
Well, I think we take it to the people because the phone lines have been ringing the entire time.
Let's hear it.
I think some folks might have experienced similar stuff or have some good advice. Let's take it to our people.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And it's time for People's Court. You're picking a side between Tommy v. Marcus.
Team Tommy, don't be a buzzkill. Marcus, it ain't for me.
You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, whose side you're on and why, to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and today involving everyone's favorite game, golf, or not favorite game. Tommy, if you're just joining us, reached out to us about getting him and Marcus on the show, because Tommy and the two other buddies of the four that hang out together all the time. Wants Marcus to get into golf.
Yeah.
That way they can go around the state, playing all over the place, getting some tournaments, drink, hang out, and just have a really great time. They're even willing to buy Marcus golf clubs.
I mean, they are hell-bent on getting him into this.
But Marcus is like, nah, I'm going to suck at this. I do not want to be a part of it. I know when I'm bad at something, I don't want to do it. And so I'm not going to do it.
It's costly. It's just like, but you know, not when you're buying your clubs, I guess.
He's worried he's going to be bad at it. And he's like, nah, that's not fun to me. That's not a good time. If I miss out on trips, okay, fine. I'll just be here waiting for them when they return. And we wanted you to pick a side on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and on the phone lines as well. Hi, good morning. Whose side are you on?
Golf with his boys. I'm possibly the worst golfer that ever existed on the face of this earth. Only thing I've ever won is a crying towel or the horse's rear end in golf tournaments. I go with my buddies. We drink. We have a great time. You know, I'm 53. As you get older, man, these are memories you're going to want. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Do it. You got to try new things. What the hell?
Okay. Thank you very much. You can let us know as well on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On Facebook, KX969, Carrie says, Team Marcus, my butthead X pushed me constantly about golfing with him when I had no interest in it, and just wouldn't back off. Seriously, guys, if Marcus doesn't want to golf, he doesn't, and y'all can figure out something else to do to travel around and drink. Literally every small town has a bar.
it's a true fact, too.
Don't be a buzzkill. I mean, I'm the worst golfer there is when I go with my family, but at the same time, we have fun. I mean, if you can laugh at yourself, the world can laugh with you, and you can have a good time.
That's a good point. Hi, Kicks.
I'm on the anti-golf.
Okay.
It's peer pressure. What's next? Heroin? Don't let him do it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You went to the
I love it. Thank you.
Extreme on
Thank
that
you
one,
so
man.
Much.
I mean, he's got a point. I mean, what is next?
Literally went from 0 to 60.
Yeah,
right there.
Harry says, if they're going to buy you a set of clubs, do it, man. I don't golf, but I have golfed, and it is fun just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, 100%.
Hi. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on Tommy's.
Okay.
Some of the best golfers I know are super unathletic. They're super analytical. They just go out and are like, I'm just going to hit the ball, and it works. I used to play with my grandpa when I was little, and he would get up, hit it 150 yards. I'd drive it like 250. He'd hit it another 150 yards. I'd hit it over the green. He'd chip up, make par every single time, and I'd get a 5 or a 6, and he'd kick my butt.
And so that's how it works.
But that was the fun part of it.
That is the fun part, man. That's what it's all about.
Especially when you golf with somebody who is a little braggadocious, and they always act like they're hot, you know what?
Right.
And
then
they're
like
just
when
like,
you golf with Jackson.
They're like shanking it left and right, and then you can tell that they're fudging the nub of it, and you're like, all right, man, whatever.
We'll get one more. High Kicks.
I'm Jack. I've been a golfer for my whole entire life, so I'm on the golf side.
You're on the golf side?
You're on the pro golf side.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8.
8. You know what, Jack? I bet you're a better golfer than I would ever be.
He said, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great day. Jack's a pretty good golfer, I can already tell.
He's been golfing all his life.
I love it.
That's impressive.
It's been a long time. He's got to get it all on lock. He's got to get a lot of experience and be able to call radio stations to brag.
Like, I'm not good at golf, but I enjoy it. But I also enjoy it because I can play music and have beverages and hang out.
I love to golf.
Yeah, I just like to get drunk.
Yeah, I love golf. It's fun, man. There's nothing better. And the course, like being out on that nice grass and like seeing the course and just being in nature like that, so fun.
Also, calories don't count on the green.
That's just true because you're
the clubhouse has some great snacks. They usually got wieners too, which is awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, is it Team Tommy or Team Marcus that is the winner? From what we can tell, it's kind of it seems like it's more Team Tommy than anybody else.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit of Team Tommy.
All right, Marcus. After hearing from folks and how they're like, don't take it too serious, just you have fun. You could be in charge of the music, like you could be the music guy, and you'll just hit the ball here and there. What are you thinking, Marcus?
Yeah, you know, the callers have some good points, and Tommy, I will give it a shot.
There we go. Yes.
Especially if you guys are buying the golf clubs for him.
Yes.
Like, golf, for sure.
Yeah, they got the clubs. If they just outfit you with everything you need, all you got to do is bring your body. I just give it a go, maybe. You might like it.
I think we should invite them to go golf with us one of these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we should go pick a course. Where are we going?
Country Drive.
Yeah. Let's do it. Country Drive it is.
Have a little bit.
I've never golfed there, and I'm excited to give it a shot.
You definitely don't have to take yourself serious out there. It's a good time.
No.
Oh, just know I'm going to relentlessly mock you, and I expect it back. I want as much just crap given as slung while we're out there.
I don't know That's if you half can the take fun it, of it. Husker Nick.
Well, boys, thanks for being on the show with us. We appreciate you. Marcus, thanks for being a good sport, and enjoy some golf, all right?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Wake up! Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.